episode 45 of the Rain Man podcast, and I just realized as I'm setting up to record, we're slowly approaching 1 year. Yeah, I've been doing this every Tuesday, and how many weeks are in a year? 52, correct? So episode 45, that's six more or seven. Yeah, it's one of those. We'll say seven. I think it's seven. Yeah, seven more weeks. Yeah, so 1 year. Kind of excited, actually. I don't know if I've been this dedicated to anything, which is pretty bad. Oh God, I'm just thinking about it now. I know those early episodes. God bless you if you stuck around since the beginning. Jesus Christ, I know they sucked. I know. At least 1 through 20, or we'll say 25, give or take. I think I've gotten better after 25. I think around 30 is right where I figured out what I wanted the podcast to sound like. But yeah, I know those early ones were rough, people. I know. And thanks for sticking around. I'm just thinking about it. When I first started doing this podcast, I remember I would like kind of have, I would try to have notes ready. And I would write so much. They look like movie scripts, man. They were just so long. And I would actually try to record and read it at the same... Oh, it was just bad. It was... Oh, I don't know if it's any better, but the early ones were rough. Believe me, I know. I was recording it. But, yeah. So, thanks. Thanks for sticking around. And, I'm excited. 1 year. That's pretty cool, right? I'm excited about it. Whatever. What else? This is just the intro. I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes. This is a pretty big milestone for me. 14 days, no smoking, no weed. Feeling good? You know? Actually, much easier than I thought. I thought I was just going to be losing my shit. But you know what? No, I'm not. I'm just staying busy, you know? Trying this workout shit. Started a new podcast, did not expect that shit to pop off, wasn't expecting to do that. The name of the podcast is We're Gonna Be Famous. You can check that out on iTunes and Stitcher with my co-host. That still sounds weird for me to say, but yes, my co-host Laura up in Canada. You can follow her on Twitter at, as long as you're not a creep, because that's what she, you know, tells me to say. Or that's what she says. But yeah, as long as you're not a fucking creeper. Yeah, follow her on Twitter. I believe it's Punky4711. I think that's it. Numbers confuse me when they're Twitter handles. I'm pretty sure that's it. Punky4711. Just check the description. I'll put it there. Yeah. She has her own podcast as well, the Wanderlust podcast, so check that out. And I gotta say, for someone who was not sure if she was going to do a podcast or not. And in 2 weeks, the motherfucker has two podcasts. So not bad. Not bad at all, actually. And what else? There was a couple other things. I think that's it. I think that's all the news that I wanted to get into the intro before I start the podcast. Yeah, 14 days, not smoking. The new podcast. Yeah, are we ready to start? I don't know. I'm just proud of myself. Not smoking for 14 days. I'm proud of myself, all right? What can I say? I know that's not a long time, but for me, it is, all right? It really is. And this is how you know it's bad. This is why I'm proud of myself. And I don't know, this kind of opened my eyes a little bit. Maybe I was smoking way too much. The weed man sends me a text message like, are you all right? Just out of the blue. I guess because, you know, he hasn't heard from me. You know, he's concerned. You know, one of his best customers, he's like, are you dead? I'm like, no, God damn it. I got to chill out, man. I got to get another job and fuck, and fucking stop smoking. So yeah, that's bad. When the weed man is like, Jesus Christ, where you been? Yeah, so that definitely, I don't know. Oh, here comes the co-host. What's going on, buddy? Want to sit on my lap? All right, let's finish this up. I feel like there's something else there was something I wanted to touch on. Oh, there it is. I hope that wasn't too loud. Sponsorship. If you listen to the podcast, you already know, the podcast, the party I'm with, the whole group, the Fizz Button Network is what it's called, all right? Just check it out, fizzbutton.net, and, you know, check out all the great podcasts there. I'm over there, great community. And I don't know, like, the past week or 2 weeks, we've been, you know, the conversation or the topic of sponsorships has been brought up, and, I just want to give my thoughts on it. I guess really, as long as you don't whore yourself, if you can make money podcasting and you just don't whore yourself off, I say do it. Fuck it. Man, I thought I had a lot more to say about that. I'm sorry. I really did. I guess I don't. I guess that's it. Just don't be a whore. There you go. All right. Fuck it. You know, don't be like fucking Gene Simmons. Could you imagine if Gene Simmons had a podcast? First off, great band. But let's be honest. The guy, his brand, he's a complete whore for himself. All right. Imagine if he had a podcast. Let's say it was 1 hour and he had a guest on. All right. Let's say Gene Simmons had a podcast, the Gene Simmons podcast. He has a guest every week. It's 1 hour. It would be 50 minutes of him selling shit, 5 minutes of him with the guest, and the other five is, I don't know, just his sponsors. Oh my God, the motherfucker has what? He has Kiss air fresheners, Kiss eye drops, Kiss fucking, he has coffins, Kiss coffins, Kiss condoms, what, just Kiss everything. Jesus Christ. Danny Pinn, the moment you start having Fizz Button condoms, that's when I'm just going to be like, dude, just enough. Even though Rain Man has a nice ring to it, Rain Man condoms, or Rain Man eye drops, since I'm, you know, I'm a weed smoker. Rain Man eye drops, oh shit. You know what, yeah, let me get off and let me get on that. Some Rain Man eye drops, let's get that out there. All right, let's start the podcast. All right, well, speaking of condoms, I seen probably just, I don't know, I don't even know how to fucking describe it. You know what? This is the dopest clip from a porno I've ever seen in my life. A couple of episodes ago, I've mentioned foot porn or like foot fetishes, like these chicks, these Asian chicks that give guys like foot jobs. Forget that. Forget. This got it beat. This got it beat. I seen this on Twitter. Somebody posted, somebody tweeted like this 30-second clip of this porno. These people are fucking while they're mountain climbing. They're hanging off of a mountain. Fucking. They got the harnesses on. No pants, obviously. And they're just like, they lower the ropes in the position and yo, they're fucking. It's the funniest. Yo, I couldn't stop laughing. I swear to God, at least a half hour. I'd look at it, crack up. I'd just walk away from the computer. I'd come back to the computer, go right to that tweet. Yo, the shit was fucking dope. It was incredible. Would I do it? No. I'm not afraid of heights or anything. It's just, you know, I'm not going to. I just don't want to go out like that, you know? Could you imagine that shit? You're fucking on a mountain and you die and you fall. You're falling. Like, she's going to be, you're inside of a woman as you plummet to your death. That's not, you know, that's not going to be fucking pretty, man. I don't know. Maybe some people would want to go out like that. You know, you hear that all the time. If I want to go out fucking, well, that's not the way exactly I want to go out. Dude, it was incredible. If you want to see it, if you follow me on Twitter, I'll find the tweet. By the time you hear this, it's going to be a while. I'm going to have to, like, cipher through, like, all the past favorites and retweets I have. But I will find it for you. Because it was, this shit blew my fucking mind. And I was telling one of my best friends about this. And he was telling me, and he's absolutely right. He was like, dude, that's going to fuck up porn for you. When you see, when you're fucking on a mountain,
fucking on a bed, that's not even, I can't even watch that no more. If you're not hang gliding and fucking, if you're not doing that, I have no interest. I want to know this couple. I got to know who they are. That's what I need to do. I got to find out their names. Because I feel like this, that could be like a whole series of porn. Like, they just do shit. They fuck and just crazy play. Like, they fuck bungee jump. They fuck, what do you, when you jump out of a plane, what do you call that? Skydiving? I'm about to Google that. I know, so now that I'm just thinking about it now, I know someone, a couple has jumped out of a plane and fucked at 20,000 feet. You know what? Just hold on. I'm going to just edit this real quick, right quick, and I'm about to check that. As always, the internet does not disappoint. It just popped up immediately. I typed in skydive fucking. There it is. I'm watching it right now. Oh, man. After you... What do you do after that? When you're fucking? In the sky? Like, what else? You gotta find the next big fucking thrill. You're not fucking on a bed after that. Holy shit. You know what's gotta suck? Imagine, I mean, they don't show it in this video, but, you know, when this guy's done and he pulls out, could you imagine just, you know, you're walking, you know, on the sidewalk and just, you know, just, you know, just a glob of semen just drops on your head. I'm sorry. I apologize if that was a little disgusting, but I'm just saying, you know, watching this, come on. Because obviously they've done, you know, this has to be a whole series of, you know, skydive fucking. So, you know, there had to be one asshole that just, you know, pulled out and just, you know, okay, that was just gross. Wow, fascinating. Once again, this is something that, I'm probably late to, once again, just like the Asian foot fetish thing. This has probably been going on for fucking years, and I'm just late to the party. I'm sorry if I just like my, you know, porn, you know, tame, you know, regular. I'm just a boring person. I apologize, but, yeah. That's amazing. Fascinating, actually. But what else? What else? You're fucking on a mountain? Hanging there like fucking, you know, Sylvester Stallone in fucking Cliffhanger. And then you're fucking like these people, like, like Point Break. What's left? You fucking a burning building? There's nothing else. What? Tell me. If you got one, let me know. If you got one that's, you know, if you think I should check it out, please do. Because, I don't know, what do you even call it? I'm just going to call it extreme fucking, or, you know, there's nothing else to call it, right? Wow. Yeah, so there you go. I swear to God, man, when you listen to this podcast, you'd probably think, like, I just discovered the internet. It's not that, it's just this shit I just don't look for. I think out of all the difficulties or challenges of being a parent, I know one of them for sure has to be when you're helping them with homework. Because, I don't have any kids, but I have a little sister. She's 10 years old. I help her with her homework, and it's the most fucking, it's the most nerve-wracking thing. It's so frustrating, you know, because she's not a dumb kid. She's so easily distracted. She's so much like me. If my sister, if my oldest sister's listening, Dee, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Oh my God. Every time I sit with this girl, I think of what my sister went through. She reminds me so much of myself. It takes her an hour to do just the most simplest, you know, just one page of homework. And it's not even hard. It's just, you know, I know what's going through her head, and it's, I'd much rather be doing something else than sitting here doing fucking homework, especially math homework. I had the same problem. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm not as hard on her, you know, because I know how it is. I'm telling you, she's just so easily distracted. Like, I'm making something to eat, and I'm watching her do her homework, and she's sitting there. She has a pen on one hand. She has a pencil in the other hand, and they're action figures. She's, like, fighting. They're fighting each other. She can make anything into a fucking toy, man. Anything. Anything. It's so fucking incredible. I would do the same thing. Anything that didn't have to do with the homework, I would be doing. And I just, oh, God, I feel for you parents every day. Even though this isn't my kid, you know, I help her with her homework, you know, because, I know how hard it is. It's a fucking shame. She reminds me so much of myself. And she does something else that I do, that I still do today, something that I was, something I was still dealing with when I was going to school for game design. And that is, I look at a problem, and without even reading the instructions, without reading anything, I look at a problem and I automatically assume that I can't do it. I just can't. I just completely just give up. And she does that. You know, she's only 10, and I'm trying to talk her out of that. I don't want her to do that. She's too young to do that shit. You know, she'll look at she's doing division now. And she'll just look at it and not even read anything. She just looks at the first problem and just say, I can't do it. And then, of course, she reads it. We go through it. And she understands it. And then she just knocks it out. You know, she's a smart fucking kid. It's just the fucking attention. It's just, you know, trying to keep her in there, you know. So I try little, you know, strategies and stuff like that. I don't know. It's hard. She's a good kid. I love her. But I was just thinking, like, God damn it, man. I can just imagine, like, you know, the parents, especially parents with, like, multiple kids. My God. And you know what else is hard about homework? Like, for little kids, like, do you find it, any parents listening, do you find it that your kid gives you homework and, like, for the first 10 minutes you just don't know what the fuck, how to do it? Like, there's been moments I tell her, like, all right, she'll give me her math homework. Okay, go make a sandwich. And as she's making a sandwich, I'll do, like, two or three problems to myself, like, just to kind of remember, because I completely forgot. I haven't done this shit in years. So even for me, it's a little fucking difficult. But, yeah, man, I feel for you guys. Even though, you know what, the whole parenting thing, I don't know, I feel like at that age, I could do that. Kids when they're like 10, I could deal with that. It's the two, it's like the one, now it's even, I don't even know if I could deal with like a 2-year-old. I have another sister, she's 2, and she's a fucking maniac as well. She, you know what I mean? The fucking crying and the whining, it's like, oh God, I'm always grateful that I just have a fucking cat. I'm gonna deal with that shit, right? Look at him. He just jumped on my lap. Oh, my little kitty. I think every podcast needs a cat. It's quick. I think Cleo mentioned it. Talk to Cleo. Either on Fizzbutton Radio or on her podcast. I just know she mentioned something about a cat or having a pet. It definitely helps killing time. Oh, I'm just so grateful. That's all I got. That's all I got to deal with is a cat, not a child. Fuck. Could you imagine that shit? I love my cat. It's so much easier. I think that's what it is. I think that's probably why I don't have any kids. Because just having a cat's easier. You know? I'm going to help it with homework. Litter box. Pick up the shit. That's it. 1, 2, 3. There it is. Oh, man. Because let's be honest. Look. You know, oh man, this is going to really sound fucked up. It just popped in my head. I have a cat, and as much as I love him, at the end of the day, I could just get rid of him. You know, I would never do that, but I'm just saying, like, realistically, I could just open the door and just throw them the fuck out. I could just give them away. I could sell them. I could tuck them. I could take them to a shelter just to get killed. Again, I would never do that, but I'm just saying that's how much easier it is with a cat. You know, you can't do that with a kid. You can't just put your kid outside the front door and just lock it and just be like, all right, fuck it. Fend for yourself, right? Well, I mean, there's adoption. Yeah, you could do that too. And you got to throw abortions in there as well. Oh, God. Well, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? Let's just end it. Jesus Christ, Raymond. How the fuck do you go from talking about helping your sister with homework to fucking abortions? You are just... jeez. All right. If you stop listening, I don't blame you. I tell you every week to go to fizzbutton.net for the latest and, in my opinion, the greatest in a collection of podcasting. And it's blowing up, man. It's just getting bigger every week. It just grows and grows and grows. The community is just growing. Every Saturday you have Fizzbutton Radio Sydney, 3 hours of music, and now we have Fizzbutton Radio the Netherlands, Fizzbutton Radio South Coast, and now Fizzbutton New Jersey. Jesus Christ, it's gonna keep growing. All right, it's only gonna get bigger. So you know. Stay ahead of the game. Check out fizzbutton.net. A bunch of new podcasts up there. As I mentioned before, I got a brand new one up there as well. We're going to be famous. That's the podcast with me and Laura. Check that out. If you just want to hear two people, just, you know. We're not purposely being offensive, but it just happens that way. So enjoy it. You'll have a good laugh, all right? I love doing that one. That one's going to be a lot of fun doing in the future. Just nothing too serious. Just, you know, just chatting it up. So check that out and all the other podcasts. All right. Fizzbutton.net. Just do it. Hey, a quick public service announcement to any tweeners out there listening. Don't kill yourself that band. What the fuck is that? One Direction? They brought one of them left. Don't fucking slit your wrists. Because these kids today, this new generation, they'll fucking do it. They're fucking insane. Especially for this fucking group right here. They always, look, if this is your first boy band, your first boy band you're into, listen to me. Listen to someone who's been around, okay? I've been around the block, okay? Speaking of around the block, I've been around and I've seen new kids on the block and they've broken up. They always break up, kids, all right? If you want to even go further than that, the fucking Jackson 5, they broke up. They're siblings and they fucking broke up. So what makes you think five strangers aren't going to break up a fucking band? It's okay. It's going to happen. You'll get your reunion tour in about 10, 15 years. They always do it. All right, kids? So calm down. Stop fucking up Twitter. I swear to God, having it the number, it'll be the number one trend for like a week. These fucking kids, they're like so many of them. They're like a goddamn swarm when it comes to these fucking boy bands or One Direction, however the fuck it is. It's all right. You're gonna be okay. Jesus Christ. That's all you see up there. It's scary, man. These fucking tweeners. It's so, oh God. It's frightening. The shit that they be tweeting. I'll look at it just to get a good laugh. And then it just gets scary. Like how in love they are with these fucking kids. Look, they always break up. You know what? Some of them might even form a smaller group. Who did that back in the day? Hold on. Let me just get the brain going here. I'm trying to think. Boy band. I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue. New Edition. They were a group, you know, Bobby Brown was in it, you know, and then they kind of, Bobby Brown split from the group and he did his solo thing. Why did I say thring? I don't know why I'm like fumbling my words. Bobby Brown did his own thing. Then three members of New Edition, they formed a group, Bell Biv DeVoe. And that's when they were just singing about, you know, just fucking. That's all they sung about. But you get it. And then a couple of years later, what happened? They came back together for a fucking reunion and everybody loved it. So, you One Direction fans, Just calm down, all right? Relax, all you little girls out there. Or boys. If there's any boys who are into it, I don't know. I can only imagine you trying to wear a t-shirt, a One Direction t-shirt, going to school. You're probably getting your ass kicked. But keep wearing the t-shirt, all right? Fuck that. Don't let anybody tell you what group you can't listen to. You're a fucking boy, and you want to rock out to fucking One Direction, knock yourself out. You're going to get the shit kicked out of you, but fuck it, you know? Keep wearing it, all right? What the fuck? You know what? And who the fuck am I talking about? Don't cry about it. You know what happened also this week? 80s kids and myself, 30-year-olds, we were all upset. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, you had young girls last week upset about this One Direction thing. And then you had young men like myself, 30 years old. We were pissed the fuck off. You know what we were pissed off about? The Ninja Turtles comic book. They killed Donatello in the comic book. Donatello's dead. Listen to me. My Facebook and Twitter, it was a fucking outrage, all right, of fucking young men crying. Oh, my God. So, you know what? Just forget all that shit I was just talking about One Direction. How can I even talk shit about you girls when I'm a grown-ass man and I was on Twitter? Like, how the fuck did they kill Donatello? Keep in mind, a fictional turtle character. Oh, my God. I'm such a hypocrite. You know what? Much love to One Direction. And I never listened to their music, but fuck it. Whatever. All right, that is the podcast for this week, but very quickly, I just wanted to share my condolences and rest in peace to Pero Aguayo Jr. He is a professional wrestler out in Mexico. I don't know much about him, unfortunately. I know he's the son of, you know, Pero Aguayo Sr., a very famous wrestler in Mexico. And just as a fan of pro wrestling, I just wanted to, you know, just show my respects. It happened about, I think it was about last week, but I just wanted to find out what happened exactly, since there were so many stories and different links to what happened and this and that, and just it was a complete clusterfuck on the internet. You know, you had all these false all these false websites throwing out these bullshit rumors on what happened. Well, what happened was he was kicked into the ropes, which is and he kind of, you know, you're supposed to hang on the ropes. It's hard to explain, really, especially if you don't watch pro wrestling. It's hard to explain the maneuver, but I can tell you it's something I've seen wrestlers do a million times. As someone who's watched wrestling for over fucking, you know, over 30 years, I've seen it 1,000 times. And it was just a freak accident. They're saying that it was whiplash, the way his head went against the rope. And yeah, rest in peace, man. It was really sad. It happened right in the ring. And, you know, just horrible. Just horrible to hear something like that, man. And what sucks even worse is the wrestler that was in the match who, you know, kicked them against the ropes. People are tweeting him, "Oh, fuck you, you fucking murderer." And it's like, it's a freak accident. It doesn't happen all the time in wrestling, but it does happen, you know? And every single person that tweeted this wrestler, his name is Rey Mysterio, the wrestler that kicked him against the ropes, who's, you know, one of the greatest of all times, one of my favorites. And just to see that, you think the guy doesn't feel bad enough. He has to get a complete group of strangers calling him a fucking murderer. It's just, oh, God, just disgusting. Then to see people tweet it, you know what I mean, and retweet it and retweet the story. Oh, Rey Mysterio's a murderer. Oh, God. Just stuff like that really, really just made me sick to my fucking stomach, man. Especially as a wrestling fan, to see other wrestling fans do that as well, it was just really just shitty. And I don't know. Like I said, it happened last week, but, you know, I just like to, you know, find out what happened. I like to read, you know, get these things called facts. You know, they're good once in a while to have facts, you know, before you open your mouth and talk about something. So yeah, rest in peace,
33, 34, just really young, man. It just sucks to see that. But rest in peace. And I guess real quickly, another pro wrestling news, Brock Lesnar officially done with mixed martial arts. And I've mentioned this before. I have so much respect for Brock Lesnar leaving the sport of mixed martial arts and staying retired. Because how many times have we seen athletes in other sports retire, come back, retire, come back? And just to see that, I thought it was cool, man. You got to respect that. You really do. I know I mentioned that on Twitter, but you really have to respect that. You have to. All right? So, is there anything else I want to bitch about? No, that's it. Thanks for listening. As always, follow me on Twitter at TheRainManPod. Continue subscribing and listening to the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, all that good stuff. And people, what else? Oh, subscribe to my new podcast, The Wonderless Pod. Oh my God. Subscribe to my new podcast, We're Going to Be Famous, with my co-host Laura, she's also the host of a podcast called The Wanderless Podcast. So check that out as well, all right? Okay, let me get out of here. I'm obviously tired and I need to go to sleep. All right, people, thanks for listening. And yeah, that's it. Thanks. Bye. Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money, I told you. You ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga teach you at your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden, and I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension you can see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.